Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, this is Lori Pickup from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well. Cold here.
So it's days away. It's freezing here. It's raining since, yesterday. Ice rain, basically. It's something like 47 degrees. Goodness. In days, the midterm elections will be here. Are there surprises in store? Will President Biden and Democrats make history? Will Republicans win a majority in either chamber of Congress? Based on polls last election, they turned out wrong. Polls cannot be trusted. What do you think will happen this election cycle? Thank you for joining us as we discuss this what if scenarios. We'd love to hear from you. You can call at 515-605-9802. Say your first name only, and where you're calling from. Win and have your say on the biggest election in modern day history. Thanks for sharing across social media platforms. You can subscribe here, and you can subscribe also at www.facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. So, Lori, anything interesting and new happening in Michigan politics?
Well, it's heating up here. It seems that according to the polls, I don't know how much I believe in polls, that Dixon's Governor Whitmer's lead has shrunk a little bit. And they're saying it's because of the economic outlook, which is really, to me, ridiculous. Because I don't see any economic problems in the state of Michigan. The traffic is horrendous. People are spending. The stores are packed. Businesses are open. Restaurants are all busy. You have to make reservations to get into restaurants around here. I mean, I don't know. And so I'm kind of feeling like because of the abortion issue, they want to focus on something else because they know that the abortion issue is something that will bring them down. And that's what I feel. It's just a ploy, just like always. And they're also saying that the Attorney General, her chancellor, came up a few points, but her challenger is a nut job, a MAGA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a MAGA Republican, and there's charges up against him, and he's, you know, just trying to escape those, but that will come to bite mm-hmm. to him well. And then the Secretary of State, her Republican challenger, who is another MAGA,
mm-hmm.
Christina Carmo, she's down by, I think she's down by 14 points, but she
mm-hmm.
Threatened to, her husband wanted to, well, he did divorce her, but when he told her that he wanted to divorce her, she mm-hmm. Threatened to kill herself and her two children. So
really?
Obviously
wow.
She's not stable. Yeah, she's not stable mm-hmm. at all.
Yes, yes.
So that's election. What's going on in Michigan.
Yeah, a lot of elections, races are close. And, you know, mm-hmm. week is a lifetime in politics. But, you know, Democrats, to mm-hmm. me, will pull through because that's who we are. And we never give up. And there's no such thing as giving up in politics. We had a caller waiting, but I guess the person hung
mm-hmm.
up. Urge that person from South Carolina to call back. We'd love to hear from everybody. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, October surprise. The last October surprise we had was in 2016 when the former FBI director gave that letter into Congress. And it really sank Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. It was one of the biggest things that sank Hillary Clinton and helped
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump. And we're hoping for another October surprise. It's still early
mm-hmm.
yet, maybe the last week or so in October before the election. That would be good because Republicans, Kevin McCarthy today was saying that, you know, if the Republicans got the majority, he doesn't think he would speak of the House. Their plan is to elect Donald Trump as Speaker and
mm-hmm.
impeach both President Biden and Vice President Harris.
Mm-hmm.
So the second in line
yes.
will be Speaker of the House, so Trump will be in charge again. You know, that's how diabolic and crazy Republicans are. And I don't
mm-hmm.
think America will go about for that because we've had 4 years of chaos, 4 years of toxicity, 4 years of just, you know, playing rubbish by Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And America is just ready to move on from this chapter in history. It's dismal. Even Nixon wasn't as bad as this. I mean, Nixon was horrible, but Trump took the cake in terms of corruption, vile viciousness, vindictiveness. You know, we're just tired of that crap. Okay, folks, call in. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, call in 515-605-9802. This is Kitchen Politics 123. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. Okay, anything else on the news? Yeah, speaking of the weather, you know, what's been happening in the atmosphere and climate is that climate change is happening. So places like
mm-hmm.
Florida and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the environment and base in general is just gone haywire. And Republicans don't believe that there is such a thing as climate change. I think he's a liberal hoax and everything. And the devastation in Florida by Hurricane Ian is a prime example of how the environment has deteriorated. The North Pole, for example, there was a lot of ice. And, you know, now it's just barely an ice there. You know, temperature is rising.
Absolutely.
We need to, like, do something about our environment and saving it, you know, because it's no joke, you know.
No, it's not a joke, and there's a limited amount of time that is left. We probably should have had, you know, electric cars 10 years ago. I don't know if they're going to ever be affordable. But when you think about, you know, the theory about electric cars, I mean, I think about the traffic and the gridlock here in our state. And I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm for electric cars, don't get me wrong. And I hope that they're going to be something that will be affordable for everyone at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if people are going to be happy about, because if you're going on a, let's say you're going from Michigan to Colorado and you're going to drive across the country with an electric car or vehicle, to be charging stations, you know, all along, you know, along the way. And then you would have to stop, of course, and charge your car. You know, hopefully at the hotel that you're at, there's a charging station. I mean, these are scenarios that people talk about. And I had a conversation the other day with somebody just about that subject. And, you know, they were saying, he was saying, well, also maybe why couldn't they do a combination of electric and gas? People might go for that, you know, but I'm not sure if that's even feasible or possible. So I don't know if that's something to think about or not. I'm all for all kinds of, I wish we had like in Europe where they have, you know, the rail systems, you know, all across, you can go everywhere on the systems. You just jump on and you go from city to city and you just jump off and, you know, but here we don't have that in place in our country because it's always been in Michigan with the big three in the car industry. I mean, that totally devours that idea. It just won't happen in Michigan. I don't know about in other states, but, you know, I don't know. What do you think about what I was just saying?
Oh, yeah. We need alternate fuel, alternate energy. Well, we need to, like, cut down the carbon emissions. You know, we need just, you know, stop depending on foreign oil like Saudi Arabia. I think Joe Biden is going to punish Saudi Arabia for helping Russia. You know, we sell them our weapons and everything. No, they're selling it back to Russia. So it's like a vicious cycle, really. Well, we need a reality check for Trump voters on other things. Not one Democrat support murdering babies. Macron Kennedy is running for governor here. He's a Trump Republican, saying that Michelle Lujan Gershom, the governor running for re-election, is for killing baby at 9 months, which is ridiculous. We're not for borders and Democrats. We're not letting non-citizens vote. That's impossibility and impractical. And we're not taking away any guns. You know, it's a ridiculous claim by Fox News and Donald Trump and his supporters. And, you know, every election they come up with this hear about scheme about Democrats trying to take out guns, you know, and citizens voting. And it's just damn ridiculous. Because the people who, you know, like, take for example, in Florida, this man's wife died just like 2-3 months before the election. And it was discovered that he voted on her absentee ballot, you know, and he got caught. And guess who voted for? Trump. So it's far and few between that, you know, voting happened where, you know, it's false voting and some shenanigans go on. And the people who are doing it are Trump supporters and Republicans, you know. So, you know, illegal people or unregistered, unregistered foreign people, they're not allowed to vote. So it's like a red herring when Republicans bring that up.
Absolutely. And then Warnock and Herschel Walker, he skipped the debate last night. You know, and he showed his police badge in the last debate, which it still blows my mind that he did that. He really thinks that he has authority with his police badge. That was hysterical to me and outrageous. So he didn't show up last night. And Warnock, Raphael Warnock, he got center stage. You know, he got to talk about everything. And for him was a good thing. He was able to say things. He was able to, his policies and what he stands for and his, his pro-choice, et cetera. And then he also, was able to, talk about, Herschel Walker and the things that he said, and he pointed out a lot of that. So hopefully that helped him, because Herschel Walker is definitely not with it. There's something wrong with that man.
Yes. Herschel Walker is a fool, basically.
I think he's just being used as a pawn. I think he's being used as a pawn because they know that he's really not smart enough to, be in the Senate. He knows nothing about anything when it comes to that. It was just, it's just, he's a prop. I don't know how else to put it. He's being used and he's a prop and he doesn't even realize it. And if he were to get elected, which I hope not, if he were to be elected, then, he would not be doing his job. They would be telling him what to do in his job. And we know it would be the MAGA Republicans. So, Warnock needs to win that. He needs to win that election. Mm-hmm. He really does.
Yeah, and the Congress or U.S. Senate has a talking black already, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina. We'll have a caller on the line. We'll get that caller soon. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, to say your first name and where you're calling from. We love hearing from everybody, different perspectives. And if conservatives and right-wingers are calling today, we're asking please not to call any names or, not to disrespect my co-host or myself, because he will cut off immediately. Before we let in Susie from Michigan, let's play the clip, the highlights of the debate in Georgia a couple nights back between Herschel Walker, the Republican token, and incumbent Raphael Warnock, U.S. Senator.
Races with the midterms just over 3 weeks away, a race that could determine control of the Senate. Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat Raphael Warnock going head-to-head in a fiery debate. ABC's Alex Crochet joins us with the highlights from Atlanta. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Eva. The stakes going into this debate between Senator Warnock and Republican nominee Herschel Walker were incredibly high. Right now is the only time the two are scheduled to share the stage, and the party that wins this seat could very well control the Senate. The two debated key midterm issues, the economy and inflation. Walker going on the offensive early, doing his best to link Warnock and President Biden. The senator in his hometown of Savannah last night tried to engage voters across the state, touting his upbringing and his faith. But in many ways, this debate was unorthodox. At one point, during a tense exchange over policing, Walker got reprimanded for using a prop he pulled out a police badge. In another instance, Walker quoted scripture telling Warnock, who's also a reverend, not to bear false witness. And that's something that clearly got under Warnock's skin. But this debate was defined by personal issues. Warnock answering allegations he hasn't paid adequate child support, acknowledging he went through a divorce, but saying his relationship with his two children is strong. And then, amid all the controversy surrounding Herschel Walker going into the debate, Walker again denied allegations by a woman who claimed she became pregnant with his child and that he paid for an abortion. Now, recent polling shows that the issues Georgia voters find most pressing right now are inflation, abortion, and then election laws. Janae?
And those voters heading to the polls soon, Alex. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Tonight it was ABC News reports with an overview of what happened in the debate between Herschel Walker, the Republican challenger and token, versus Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat incumbent. Susan, welcome to the show. What's cooking?
How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Can't complain.
I was, looking up some things on your topic tonight, about the different races around the country, one that stuck out is that the U.S. security officials are really worried about homegrown election threats right now. The disinformation going around in campaigns and homegrown threats at the poll workers and all that, like they did before, they're worried about that again. And in the past, there was Russia and Iran that were accused of meddling in our post, you know, in our elections here. And they said right now, because there's so much going on with Russia, they don't see that much, but they're not sure. That said, they said the current election threat environment is more complex than it has been ever been. And at Easterly, who is head of the U.S. Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency. So they're really worried about all the misinformation, homegrown threats against every, you know, poll workers and everything, and all the BS about voting, you know, you didn't win when you won kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get more of the same, I think. The only good thing, you were talking about Georgia, Abrams and Kemp, they went at it last night on abortion, crime, economy, and voting and all that. They have already over 100,000 Georgians went to the polls on the first day. That's an all-time record. And I heard other states on early voting and mail-in voting is all-time record. Hopefully Democratic. I'm thinking those women out there, we women out there are driving it. I'm hoping.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. I mean, if it's 100, you know, if they got that many people out already, then I kind of think that's a Democrat vote for sure.
I know. They said in Michigan that the mail-in's already hitting records.
Oh, yeah.
I filled mine out today.
I'm dropping ours off because
I'm going to do that too because it's just like two blocks from my house, so I'm just dropping it over there.
So did voting yes on proposal 1, 2, and 3 in Michigan is very important.
I know, and they're not publicizing it in the papers and stuff. I saw some, you know, for the abortion thing, but not the voting rights and what the heck was the third one? I forget.
Proposal one is term limits.
Okay. There's one on there for transparency on all elected officials need to show what kind of money they have, where they invest, who's paying them, blah, blah. That's a good thing because we got a problem with that here.
Yes. And it would, proposal two would change things in Michigan. It would add election requirements to state the Constitution, including 9 days of early voting. The changes would allow voters more flexibility and make the process more accessible. And opponents are concerned the measure could compromise election security, which is bullshit. We know that's not true. You know,
I worked the polls the last couple of years, the last midterm and the last election. I had no idea it was so complicated. Double, triple, quadruple checks on everything. Yeah. There is no way in hell you could cheat. I mean, if somebody has a question, they should go in there and take the class and see what they do, because then they would realize you're not able to cheat. Absolutely not.
And then proposal three, of course, is the abortion. To go back to, they're making it very confusing. It is a simple concept. If you vote yes, that means that we go back to the Roe versus Wade era. You know, it just flips it back for Michigan. If you vote no, then there will be no abortion in Michigan allowed. So people are not understanding that. And it's very clear when you read it. But, of course, the MAGA Republicans are putting their little twist in it. And I've seen commercials about, you know, if you vote yes, then you're murdering a child type thing. And it's awful. So I
hope
it
is. And no parental consent for a little child
right.
that
and
was
it's
raised.
It's all garbage.
Hello.
None of that is true. None of that is true at all.
None of it.
So in Michigan, for your proposals, vote yes on 1, 2, and 3.
Got it.
Is
that Madeline on there?
Yes,
it is.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Mad. What's going
on? You know what? You guys are wondering why all these people are just tossing all this garbage and lies and confusion, distraction, division, ends up to divide. That's what the plan is. They're
of course.
Just, people are not reading. They just want someone to tell them what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe the BS.
Yes, they do, because they're going to trust that person, and that's what's happening.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
If everything that's been going on with all these years, why isn't an individual taking and getting involved in reading and seeing what's going on in their district and read the propositions and ask questions? I don't understand with all the
A lot of the problem is that they're watching the ads because they're too lazy to read, and the ads are misleading.
Easier to have somebody tell them to sit down and do it themselves.
Well, if they go online to those websites that only, you know, the far right or whatever, the crazy Nazis and all that, and they believe what
they're invisible. They're invisible, and they can say what and they go back and forth. There's not a face on those words.
Oh, crazy.
Okay. No, we're gonna do this. This man is gonna go. He has a subpoena. And this is we're not playing.
No. Definitely not.
Do you think, David? Do you think he's actually gonna? What do you think he's gonna do, Trump?
Well, he's trying to stall a court. No, it's not working.
He's in trouble. Yes.
He's in trouble in New York with evading taxes and everything.
Georgia.
In Georgia. And in New York, he opened the Trump Organization, too. I think that's illegal. We'll see in the coming weeks or coming days. Yeah, I think this is the end of the road for Donald Trump, and he's going to prison. And his 3-year-old children is going
to
prison.
All the stuff that he stashed at Mar-a-Lago, that's got to be treason. You know he kept stuff so he could sell it or use
where
it in his own benefit.
Where do you think he put it?
All over
one
the place.
One place that nobody can
coffin.
Go get.
In the
he
coffin.
Put it with Ivanka in the golf course.
I said that a
okay?
million times.
That's a private property. Mm-hmm. Who's going to exhume a body for paperwork? Do you know what a visual that would be for politics? Merrick Garland would really look like a desperate man if he's got to dig up Ivanka to get the papers
Trump
that they can't find. But I'll bet you they're
Trump,
there.
Trump criticized for insulting and disgusting truth media posts about American Jews. He's going anti-Semitic as well on True Social platform. Former President Donald Trump on Sunday applauded himself and evangelical Christians for supporting Israel and stated that American Jews need to, quote, get their act together and appreciate Israel before it's too late. In a post, Trump claimed that no president has done more for Israel than I have. Somewhat surprisingly, however, our wonderful evangelicals are far more appreciative of this than the people of the Jewish faith, especially those living in the United States. Those living in Israel, though, are a different story. Highest approval rating in the world could easily be PM. It's unclear what prompted Trump to make these remarks. They are similar to comments he made in 2021 when he told an Israeli journalist that, the quote, the Jewish people of the United States either don't like Israel or don't care about Israel. I'll tell you, the evangelical Christians love Israel more than the Jews in this country. Yeah. So, yeah, he's going anti-Semitic.
He doesn't like Jews, though, and everybody knows
and
that.
His son-in-law,
I mean, in New York, I mean... He's so prejudiced against everybody. It's just ridiculous coming out of his mouth. It's just crazy.
That's why he's rambling.
And did you see how his son said, oh, well, the Secret Service, stayed at our hotels for free. Instead, they charged
him
$1,185 night.
Son of a scumbag. Yes.
$1,185.
That's our money.
Yep.
They got to make him pay it all back.
Billions of dollars was pocketed.
He's another. And look at, look at Alex Jones. He's begging for money now.
Oh, poor baby.
I know. He's asking his supporters for help.
Yeah.
He doesn't even care what he did to those parents and those kids.
No, he doesn't.
My heart is broken over that. People were urinating on those gravestones for those children.
Yep.
People are crazy.
That is just that's not American. I am so sorry. Beyond disgusting.
Yeah.
So I hope that the punitive. I mean, I hope it all stays.
I wish I could turn off the internet. I really do.
I tell you, I agree.
If I did that, then maybe they'd have to read the Detroit News or the New York Times and really get news.
Or
actually
read some. Period.
They probably can't read.
It's just not so easy to hear somebody a conspiracy theory.
You know, talking about the Trump organization, the charge, the Secret Service, upwards of $1.4 million over 4 years to protect the former president's family.
And everybody else, the kids.
And it's still going to go on and on and on until they die.
Yes, that's right, because when they impeach,
there is now an investigation that has started later. And the Oversight Committee just today started to talk about it, actually. So, like we said, the excessive rates were $1,185 per night,
Which is supposed to be like $260 maybe less.
Standard. And they said either free or at cost,
That was the junior. It was the other kid that said it's for free.
It was Eric. And even Pence, he took a lot of trips to he took a lot of trips also, and he did stay at a lot of the Trump hotels and said, and on taxpayer dime as well, Pence did. So
So you just proved once again that we all knew that he violated the emoluments clause. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the get-go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
In Washington, that all the politicians and foreign people stay, and he was making a ton of money off of that, and he wasn't supposed to.
Oh, they canceled it. Didn't they cancel?
He had to sell it because they wasn't making squat once the end of his term, so he was losing money. Because people didn't want to spend it on him. It was a waste of time.
Oh, the Bedford. Didn't he, wasn't there a contract to play the PGA there? Didn't he lose that?
Oh, yeah. They canceled that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Going back David, you said in the beginning of the show, and you talked about House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who made a statement basically and said, and this is what he said, "It's not God's plan for me to be Speaker if Republicans win the House in November, but reject his leadership bid." So he went on to say, I mean, this is really sickening, to be honest. I mean, not that I want him to be Speaker of the House, of course, but he remains confident that Republicans will flip control of the chamber this fall, a victory that would bring him one step closer to fulfilling his life's dream of becoming Speaker. Oh, if the satisfied politics still deny him the gap after that, it's clearly not God's plan for me to be Speaker, he said. I mean, really, give me a break. Since when is the godly man?
See?
Really?
The weaponizing of God control people.
Yeah.
And people believe this stuff. I can't understand why.
Because, again, Trump has the knack of taking the white trash in this world, educating them to telling them what they need to hear, that it makes them better than the black people because he is racist.
Definitely.
So,
you know, speaking about racist, Senator Tuberville from Alabama, he was at a Save America rally recently, and he claims in a speech that Democrats are pro-crime and back reparations because they think that people that do the crime are owed that. So I'm going to play the clip of Tuberville saying his racist remark. They're not even hiding the racism anymore. Here it is.
"Because they want to take over what you got. They want to control what you have. They want reparation because they think the people that do the crime are owed that. Bullshit. They are not owed that."
What an ignorant human being. Ignorant. There's no other word for that man. It's always easier to point the finger. I'd like to hear one Republican give us a policy on anything.
Or show what they voted. They voted against everything, even bridges and roads in their own state. They voted against that. They voted against COVID help in their own state. They voted against everything, and then they take credit for it.
Look what happened in Mississippi. Mississippi probably one of the poorest states in the union?
They don't even have water they can drink in Jackson.
They're walking across the Mississippi River now because it's so low. It's so depleted. They can walk across it now.
And they have no safe water still.
No,
they don't.
No. Jackson, Mississippi?
First century. And nobody has, and people still don't have clean drinking water.
Yep.
That's mind-boggling, if you think about it.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always the poor neighborhoods.
Well, because what do they have to fight with? Nothing, these poor people.
Nothing.
And
no.
These Republicans don't care.
No, never have.
So
they redline.
Yes, David.
What do you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene? She said of the January 6th riots that, quote, "I was a victim." That's what she said.
Oh, that's such a joke. They roasted her ass online after that. I read that on the news thing that she said she claimed she won the debate and that she was against Marcus Flowers, and then she said that she was a victim. And they said, all you've been doing is doing the big lie. You haven't done a damn thing, and you lied through your teeth.
That's ridiculous. And what has she done for her constituents? She hasn't worked a day yet.
He has not.
Exactly.
Okay.
What is wrong with Georgia? Mm-hmm. You know, I thought Florida was the only one, but Georgia's a close second.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Georgia has lost their mind.
Even her husband divorced her, so that's saying something.
I'm going to play the clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene making that outrageous statement when she debated her opponent. Here it is.
2011.
We're going to move on. Josh Rowe, it's your turn to ask
and my husband has
to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
We have FOIA collection.
We're going to move on. Josh.
Biden is the president of the United States.
Absolutely, but you pushed a big lie that said he did not win the election.
There was
and
election fraud.
Drove those
Richmond,
people to
there
the Capitol on
fraud,
January 6th
election
with
fraud,
your lie.
Election.
We're
going
to move on. Josh Rowe, it's your turn to ask
and my husband has
Marjorie
proof of it.
Taylor Greene.
We have FOIA evidence.
All right, joining us now, Washington Court.
Yes, so, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to play a victim of what happened on January 6th. And her opponent was basically making a point that she drove constituents from Georgia to January 6th, where the riots occurred, and she was trying to, you know, detach herself from being responsible for what happened, or one of the people responsible for what happened.
I don't know. She's crazy. Mm. Like she does shoot pigs from a helicopter with a machine gun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Marjorie Taylor Greene can win?
No.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I hope not, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
crazy
because her district is very... Her district is very red. So, you know, putting that in consideration.
But she hasn't been able to do a thing because they got her off of all the committees because she's Looney Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you re-elect her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. You know, Georgia over Georgia. Let's play another clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene talking nonsense. Here it is.
You cannot accuse me of insurrection. I was a victim of the January 6th riot just as much as any other member of Congress. That was the third day I had on the job. I had nothing to do with what happened there that day, and I will not have you accuse me of that. That is wrong of you to do. You're lying about me, and you will not defame my character in that manner.
Yeah. Okay, whatever, man. Yeah, these Republicans are all crazy. They've lost the script.
You know another slime ball? Ted Cruz.
Who?
His campaign,
oh, definitely.
Ted Cruz. His campaign paid him $550,000. To cover old personal loans to his Senate committee. So he paid himself out of his campaign funds. And it comes after Cruz successfully challenged a law that capped the amount candidates could repay themselves. Ethics and advocates and some Supreme Court justices warn that this decision could lead to corruption. What do you mean lead to it?
Mm-hmm.
It is already corrupt.
It can lead to it. Already corrupt. Thank you.
It's already corrupt. Look at all the money that Trump is raising and using for himself. He's supposed to use it for the Republicans.
Well,
and
where are they getting? That's where they're getting their example.
Yeah.
Why Alex Jones is doing the same thing. Cruz is doing the same. This is the job description they have. Their job description is not to worry about their next election, but that's what they're doing.
They haven't done a damn thing for the people.
Exactly.
Nothing.
What's their policy on anything? Nothing.
They have not.
Exactly. Their policy is just to make the Dems look bad so we can be lying, cheat, and work our way in between the cracks.
You know the word I call them, a bunch of putanos, right? All they're in is for the money and the power. They don't give a crap about the people.
Exactly. Exactly.
So just like Herschel Walker will say anything he has to say to get that Senate seat.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tommy Tuberville on one side. You got Rick Scott on the other for support. Mm-hmm. And he's standing there at the podium talking about the cows in the field. And he wants to, you know, he's got three pregnant. He wants to get two more. I don't, where was his head then?
I don't know. He got tackled too many times. That's for sure.
Has too many, a little
days,
concussion.
And back in those days, the helmets were very soft, so, you know.
Yeah, and they
helmet,
didn't have
right.
To, that's right. They
yeah.
Did not have.
And, you know, last word before I let you ladies go is that, you know, the Republican Party will stop at nothing to, you know, stoop and go to the bottom of the barrel. You know, there's no bottom for the Republican Party. And, you know, it's arguably that, you know, on the bottom is Lindsey Graham. But anyway, let's not go there. Well, thank you for calling, Madeline, and well, thank you for calling, Susie.
You have a good night, you guys.
You both.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, so, yeah, this is where we're at, America, where the Republicans are openly racist and anti-Semitic. And offer no solutions to America's problems. Everything that has been passed is Democrats who voted yes, and Joe Biden signed the bills into law, and now they're going back home claiming victory and like, oh, look what we did. We got X amount of money for infrastructure. We got X amount of money for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security raised in 2023. You know, all that good stuff. It wasn't Republicans who had anything to do with it because they voted no and everything. So that is why every Republican should be voted out of office, because they're for you know, blocking everything Joe Biden and Democrats try to do. Colin, the number is 515-605-9802. I wish the person from South Carolina would call back in. You know, we'll have another call. remember to say first name, where you're calling from. Hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking?
Hey, what's going on? My name is Pianki. I'm calling from the Midwest and the South. How are
you?
Oh,
how
hey,
you?
Welcome.
You know, I wouldn't vote for another Democrat if we was being paid, which they do pay people to vote for them, especially in the hood. And we know what the hood is. Take an instance for St. Louis. St. Louis has been a Democrat for 72 years. Schools are terrible. No jobs, blighted area, and condemnation. I voted for Donald Trump and will do so again if the opportunity arises. Did you know in 1980, 1990 that imported oil was around $51 billion? $51 billion imported oil from foreign countries in 2000. When Trump got elected, in 2020, he dropped it down to $16 billion because this nation became self-dependent. And right now, under Joe Jim Crow Biden, in 2022, imported oil is at $365 billion, projected to go up to over $1.04 trillion by 2026. He's got wide-open borders, raising taxes, plagiarizing the Second
raising
Amendment.
Raising taxes? Wait a minute.
Oh, yes, he is.
Who
oh, yes, he
tax?
Is. Donald
who
Trump lowered taxes. Let me tell you. Donald Trump
who,
lowered taxes.
Stop. Stop right there.
Yeah.
Who did he lower taxes for?
He lowered taxes as written, as the reports by the IRS. Well, ma'am, are we singing or are we going to talk?
I'm going to ask you. I asked you a question.
Well, I'm trying to answer
like
the question, but you keep cutting me off.
Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Internal Revenue Service report said that his taxes benefited lower class and middle class Americans. I mean, just think about it. The standardized deduction for marriage filing as a couple went from $12,000 to $24,000. Those who were single, it went from $6,000 to $12,000 a year. That there in itself was great. Corporate taxes was lowered. You had many corporations like U.S. Steel, and it's reported in their on the YouTube and also in the local newspaper there in one particular city, Granite City, Illinois, where they rebrought the steel mills back online. And the head of U.S. Steel is stating that the reason why we're bringing these steel mills back online is for two reasons. One is tariffs on imports, and two is lower corporate taxes. It happens that way all the time. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the only one. Now, if somebody wants me to email them that information, my email is L as in Larry, C as in Charlie, Steel, S-T-E-E-L, like the metal, at mindspring.com. And I was in the steel erection business. My company erected buildings like the ones that fell down in New York during 9/11. I started doing that when I was 19 and done it for nearly four decades. I can tell you how great the steel industry was and its sources and supply under Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, sir. I hear you made a sigh.
So corporations like Amazon, GE, General Motors, the list is very long, have not paid a cent in taxes since 2017. So these corporations are not paying anything into our tax system. Where is
you know
that
what
money
they do, though?
Wait a minute. I'm talking. Where is that money coming from?
Yes, the question I'll answer right now, then we can go to the next one.
Stop for a moment.
I'll write it down.
Now, why is it okay for these corporations that make billions of dollars? How is that fair to a middle-class person, a person that's making $400,000 a year or less, to not pay any taxes? How is that fair to that class of people? How is that fair? It is not. And why don't these corporations have to pay taxes? Tell me why. Where is their money going?
That's the third question you asked.
Into their pocket.
All right. Can I answer that question, please?
Go right ahead.
Corporations are publicly traded companies. So there's no money going in anybody's particular pockets unless you are a shareholder, whereas you can go online or go to your favorite broker and buy a share of stock in those companies.
Mm-hmm.
Another point, corporations hire people, especially like you take General Motors. General Motors played a major role in World War II when this nation had to do what it did in order to fight off two empires. I'm talking, ma'am. I'm talking.
I don't care. I just want
to
tell you.
You don't care?
What's going on in our country right now.
You don't care?
We have no tax system right now.
Well,
not
it is a tax
that.
System. Another thing, too, as I was when I owned my corporation, we have deductions. We had standard deductions that if we buy equipment, that equipment can be written off against our gross income. Under Donald Trump, you was able to expense that cost within a year's time. That way you can recoup what you had coming to you legally and then further invest in your business, buying equipment and hiring people, which they did. You had the lowest unemployment in the history, especially amongst blacks. And you had one Democrat there in South Carolina, and his name is, I can't think of his name right offhand. He said, that ain't nothing. Blacks had full employment during slavery.
Oh,
what
please.
A thing to say.
What? Okay. They had full
he did say that.
Excuse me? They had full employment being slaves? Are you serious?
Your congressperson who brought Joe Biden to the black church there in South Carolina, and I can't think of his name right now, he made the comment that blacks had full employment during slavery.
Who did?
Are you talking about Claiborne?
Claiborne, you're absolutely right. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, no. You're misconstruing what he's saying. He didn't make a comment like that.
My email address, and I'll quote you the newspaper article where he said it. Just like Joe Biden said, and Joe Biden said, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. Just like Joe Biden went and he bribed, with the contention of the United States, the Ukrainian government, saying if the prosecutor is not fired by the time I get ready to leave here, when he was in the country, in 5 hours, you don't get this $1 billion check. It's a check that Congress had voted in order to hand over to the Ukraine. And the Ukrainian officials said, well, your president, and you know what Joe Biden said? He said, call Obama.
I don't know where you get your news from, but it's very alternative. In other words, it makes no sense, and I don't agree with one word that you have said.
Well, you may not agree with you may not agree with it, ma'am, but it's the truth. We can lie, we can deny and evade, but it's true.
Nothing
you can
pull
it
up. Just because you, yeah.
I gave you my email address. You can check it out.
Your email address means nothing to me.
Yeah, okay, so Biden's son was investigated and everything. Nothing came up that he did anything wrong.
Why did he want to stop the investigation?
They went through the investigation. They turned every rock there was. There was nothing inappropriate that Biden's son did.
I hear what you're saying. But why did he threaten the Ukraine not to give them the $1 billion aid that they was getting from the United States if they didn't fire the prosecutor within 5 hours in which he was going to leave?
Let's go back to your comment that you said that about President Biden saying, you ain't black if you don't vote for me, if you vote for Trump, whatever. He apologized for that, for saying that comment. So,
well, Congress apologized for slavery, too.
Oh, please. So the African-American support was crucial. Former Vice President Joe Biden's 2020 primary victory and his ability to turn out black voters in November could make or break the general election for Democrats. So after comments to a popular black radio personality Friday morning induced queasiness among some of his allies, the party's presumptive presidential nominee eventually apologized later in the day. So he apologized for what he said. Has Donald Trump ever apologized for anything? For anything, because every man in this world, no one is perfect. And things come out of our mouths that we don't mean to say, but we do apologize for them. Have you ever heard an apology come out of Donald Trump's mouth for anything? Anything? The answer is no.
This is Joe Biden talking about not giving the $1 billion check.
I asked you a question. I told you what he said. And I told you that he apologized, and then I asked you a question.
He said it, though. Everybody apologizes after they get caught.
Has Donald Trump ever apologized?
Oh, yes, he did. You remember a lady by the name of Jennifer Hudson? Well, you asked me a question, I'm going to answer it. And sir, the host, my name is Pianki Bankole Akin Wale. If you know what that name means, I don't know where you're from. What your origins were, but you should know what that name
means. That has nothing to do with the question I just asked you.
I'm telling Donald Trump put Jennifer Hudson and her family up in his hotel in Chicago for free because somebody was trying to kill the family. That shows his coup.
Oh my goodness gracious! You can't answer that question.
What question did you ask?
I asked you, has he ever apologized for saying anything through all the years in his life? Has he ever apologized to anybody?
Yes, he did.
Apologize to anybody?
I told you he did.
No.
He apologized. He apologized to Al Sharpton.
Oh, please.
Oh,
did he apologize threw paper towels in paper towels in when there
Puerto
was a
Rico.
Hurricane? In Puerto Rico? Did he apologize for that?
Look, I didn't vote for Donald Trump. Puerto Rico was not an issue when Donald Trump was running for president. It was not. It was something that came later. He didn't have to apologize. Apologize for what? He didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, he did.
Look what he done. Look how much protection. Look at our open borders now where they're leaking like a sieve. You got people coming across the border like... who shouldn't be coming
What's
across the border.
Our border?
Look at your vice president who said said about 2 weeks ago that North Korea is an ally of the United States. She's on camera saying it.
No, she didn't say that. Come on. No. And
listen
no
to this, sir. Listen to this.
And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from...
Yeah. Okay, thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. That is ridiculous,
yeah,
what you say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't take
Yeah, time to add... Yeah, time to add him to the no-call list because he is getting alternative facts and information
yeah.
elsewhere.
And email address? Really? His email address doesn't mean shit to me, okay? Just so I can put it bluntly. Give me a break. I'd have no idea what that man was talking about.
Yeah. I noticed he couldn't answer the question. Donald Trump ever apologized for anything wrong he has done
because
or said.
He hasn't.
No.
There is no
he hasn't.
Apology
He's perfect.
Ever. Huh?
Yeah, Trump is perfect. Trump is perfect, you know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I got news for him. Donald Trump will be in prison by the next time the presidential elections come around in 2024.
Yeah.
He's going
Absolutely.
Down along with Eric Donald Jr. and Ivanka. So, you know, that's a no issue there. Yeah, that's a dead horse. Wow.
It's
wow, the information people get. Or the misinformation. Good Lord.
Where did they get this information? Where? I mean, I just don't understand. It's stuff I've never heard before. I mean, honestly and truly. Corporations, are you kidding? If they don't pay their taxes, our country cannot go forward. That's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's been happening since 2017.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
people understand that?
No. No.
They don't
I think Donald Trump is the best thing since sliced bread.
They don't reinvest their profits or give it to their employees. They don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They pocket it. Their CEOs get it. They don't give them better health plans. Please.
And the Senate to the put the money in foreign bank accounts so they can't be taxed when they put in American banks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Was that hitting your head against a brick wall when talking to right wingers and pro-Trump people? That's all that is.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think about Mandela Barnes? What do you think about Mandela Barnes in Wisconsin against Ron Johnson? Latest poll show Ron Johnson's up by 5 points, but Mandela Barnes is clipping at his heels. Do you think Democrats have a chance of winning U.S. Senate seats in Wisconsin?
That would be nice, wouldn't it? I don't know a whole lot about Wisconsin, I'll be honest with you. But if she's at his heels, I mean, like I've been saying all along, you know, the pro-choice issue, the Roe versus Wade, is important to women for so many reasons. You know, if that goes into a national ban, you know, the next thing will be contraception and IU, you know, the list will go on and on. And there was just a story of a young lady, 14 years old, that was an incest victim in Florida. She had to go to, she had to travel, I think, 3 states over so she could get an abortion. She was 14 years old. This was just the other day. I mean, this is happening every day somewhere. Somewhere there is a woman that is suffering, maybe with, you know, her fetus has died inside of her and she can't, you know, have it extracted and have a DNC for it because they consider it an abortion. That is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I'm going to play a Mandela ad. I'm going to play a Mandela Barnes ad in Wisconsin.
Okay.
That's going over very well with the people. Here it is.
Okay.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's smart policy. When we manufacture things here, our shelves are stocked. And it creates jobs you can raise a family on. Like my parents had. My mom was a teacher, and my dad worked third shift. I'm tired of the excuses from millionaires running the Senate. I'll bring manufacturing back here. So folks like you who actually earn your paycheck, finally get a fair shot. I'm Mandela Barnes, and I approve this message.
Yeah, so Mandela Barnes mm-hmm. is for farmers.
Yeah, nice.
You know, he's for the working man.
I'm hoping he wins. That
mm-hmm.
would be
Ron
nice
Johnson
in
is for corporations. Yeah, Mandela,
mm-hmm.
And Ron Johnson's a liar, reason being, you know, he said that it was tourists who came to the Capitol on January 6th, and then
mm-hmm.
he changed his third thing. It was Antifa who came
mm-hmm.
dressed as Trump supporters. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's no bottom of the barrel with these people. Let's make shit
no.
up in out of thin air. The can't take
mm-hmm.
responsibility for bureaucratic rhetorical words, you know, and when things are haywire, blame Democrats. You know,
yep.
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
They have just turned everything, you know, they, like here in Michigan, I was talking about the Proposal 3, and they have twisted it, you know, they have twisted it so it sounds horrible. And it's so simple. It's just going back to the way things were before Roe
mm-hmm.
versus was overturned
mm-hmm.
in the Supreme Court. That's all it is. It's as plain as day, you know. But,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, they're making it confusing and these ads that they put out. And it's just so sad. And I'm hoping Proposal 3 goes through, because if it doesn't, there's going to be a really big problem here in Michigan.
Yes, it will be.
So we shall see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, given a run.
Yeah.
There's money for the New Jersey resident, Dr. Oz. And Dr. Oz is so way behind now, 12 points behind. There's no way Oz can win. Again, he's a liar, just like a typical Republican candidate. Fringe far-right
mm-hmm.
lunatic. And people are rejecting Dr. Oz because of his lunacy. His parties don't match up. Last week, he had a woman come forward about, you know, how... you know, she got an abortion and, you know, she regretted it and everything. And it was later
mm-hmm.
found out that she works and is getting paid by his campaign, works for his campaign, you know. So
mm-hmm.
There's no truth behind Republicans, you know,
mm-hmm.
in anything they do, from Herschel Walker to Oz and everybody, you know. It's
yep.
Mm-hmm. It's,
absolutely. It was revealed that she was paid, you know, she
mm-hmm.
was a staffer, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was planned for her to go on and do that. It's disgusting that he
mm-hmm.
stooped so low, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is he that desperate to win? I mean, why does Oz even want this? Why does he even want the seat? He's a multi-millionaire. He doesn't really even live there. I mean, he's got how many homes? He could have a really nice retired life. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Let us care about, you know, corporations, and it's the corporations who write these bills that they vote on, and most of these people who are in Congress don't read what these lobbyists write and these laws. Let us vote on it. And once you vote yes, because the lobbyists write it, then you get campaign contributions and funds for them. Added to which,
mm-hmm.
there's a revolving door, so when you retire from Congress or you're beaten in an election, a nice cushy job waiting for you in these lobby groups, and get paid millions of dollars, you know, seats on
mm-hmm.
both sides. And that's why the lobbying loophole needs to be closed. Shut that door completely, where if you're a
mm-hmm.
member of Congress, whether the Senate or House of Representatives, and, you know, you retire or you're beaten in an election, you can't just jump
mm-hmm.
from Congress and work for the lobby. Close that door completely, make it illegal, and also make it
yeah.
illegal for insider trading. And again,
mm-hmm.
both sides do it. That should stop it.
Yeah.
You know, where you know what's going on, how the stock market will play out and everything, and what they drop, and
oh,
know,
yeah.
what's good for them. and invest in the stock market. So, oh, okay, it's going bad. So let's let me, you know, dump off the assets and shares, you know, while regular people who invest in the stock market, you know, the finances go to shit because, you know, everything, it just crashes, you know. So, I don't know. You know, it's a real... Yeah, go ahead.
No, going back to the Dr. Oz thing, because I just find it so appalling that her name was Sheila Armstrong, by the way, the one that was paid. Mm-hmm. And she sat and it was kind of like it looked like a little bit of a news conference type thing. And she sat there talking about her nephew and her brother, who were both shot and killed in Philly. And then she goes on to say that she's fed up with a system that's playing politics with the lives of people in this community. That's the Democratic State Republic Rep. Chris Rabb seated, and he was seated next to her at the time, Democrat. And she was being paid. She was paid $3,000 to do that. The Oz campaign paid strongly $3,000 during the month of June. I mean, you know, somebody, he doesn't have any integrity either. I guess the money was $3,000 is more important to her, you know, and she even used her family, you know, and she's fed up with the system. Really? She's trying to use the system right here.
It's just sickening. Yeah. So 96% of Republicans voted against your legal right to have access to contraceptives and want to pass a national abortion ban. Midterms are 23 days away. So recently, the House Resolution 8373, they voted on it, and a whopping 96% of Republicans voted nay. That's 194 Republicans voted no to access to contraception. Democrats voted 220 for it. So the totals, 228 Democrats, 194 Republicans, and no votes for Republicans were 7. So they want to have a national abortion ban. Why instead of not for big government? What is more big government than going into a woman's womb or, you know, somebody's bedroom? I don't understand these people.
And it's even more than that, David, because, you know, they want to go into contraception, you know, in vitro, everything. And, you know, the health of the mother. And, you know, Planned Parenthood was also for mothers or for women, I should say, not just mothers, women that needed pap smears or they needed, you know, mammograms. It was for health reasons as well, you know. So that's part of what Planned Parenthood was about. It wasn't just about going in there and, hey, I want an abortion. No, it wasn't. And that's how Planned Parenthood was vilified in so many ways. And it's not, it's not cool. You know, it's just not cool. So let's hope the country can survive this. I'm hoping that women all across the country, you know, are still angry because we know this happened months ago. And you know how people are, you know, they go on to the next shiny object. But I'm hoping and praying, actually, that, you know, women remember and understand, you know, what's really at stake here. We don't want coat hanger abortions ever again.
Yeah, we don't want to go back to the old, you know, archaic caveman days. Yeah, because that would be bad for them. Because abortion will always be there, whether you have Roe versus Wade or not. And with Roe versus Wade there, it protects the health of the mother. Because it being legal then she could go to a safe abortion doctor who knows what he's doing, not some back alley where, you know, because mm-hmm. it's illegal and we know what they're doing, and she bleed to death, or, you know, some sepsis mm-hmm. happen, or, you know, or mm-hmm. she's a coat hanger to try to kill the baby and she hurt herself and kill herself mm-hmm. in the process. You know, that's not common mm-hmm. sense thinking. The Supreme Court has been politicized because of Donald Trump and Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should stop this. Stop politicizing the courts. When Trump was in, let the packed courts of conservative judges, and the worst one was when that lady, I can't remember her name now, she made the decision about having the special, I keep forgetting, help me out, yeah, but anyway.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, remember when that judge that he appointed, and she don't know what she's doing. She's the special master. Special master, yeah, appointed the special master. That was just a star tactic, really. Because that judge clearly don't know the rule of law, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll have a lot of judges in the courts, though, stacked by Republicans doing this, you know? And it's dangerous for the democracy. And they don't know the rule of law, and everything that's going to shit because of them. So we can thank Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell and Republicans for stacking the court like that. We need fair and balance in the court system, and we don't have that now. The Supreme Court is politicized.
So what do you think about Trump made mention that he would maybe, because he was subpoenaed, you know, by the committee, and he would like it live.
Yeah, I don't think he'll come and face the January 6th committee. He's too much of a coward to do that.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I try to think about the scenario if he would come there, and sit there, you know, like Hillary Clinton did, and answer questions, you know, under oath, and lie the whole time. I don't think he would tell the truth. Do you?
Or he just plead the fifth.
Yeah.
A whole host of them did that, plead the fifth.
Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, Representative Adam Kingsinger, remember the one we had the hard time with the name, he went on to say, because he was asked the question about it. So it's in what he January 6th committee investigating last year's Capitol riot would need to negotiate with former President Donald Trump if he were to offer to testify live in response to the panel subpoena, he said. I think that's going to be a negotiation, a member of the committee told ABC this week, anchor George Stephanopoulos. I'll only address that wonder whether or not the president has tried to push to come in and talk to us live. He made it clear he has nothing to hide, and that's what he said. So he could come in on the day to come in. If he pushes off beyond that, we'll figure out what to do next. And then he said he was asked if by George Stephanopoulos if he were to be if he was going to be held in contempt, criminal contempt, if he doesn't comply with the subpoena. He said, do you believe that the Justice Department, and if the president refuses, should hold him in criminal contempt? And that Kissinger went on to say, we'll have to cross that bridge when we get to it. And we're at a time limit here, which they are, at a time limit there. And we're wrapping up the investigation. We're also pursuing new leads and facts. So, you know, he sent a 14-page, well, mumbled jumbo, whatever it was. And so we'll see what happens. I mean, that, to me, in a way, I'd almost like to see it live. But I don't know. It would have to be, like he said, negotiated, because Trump is cray-cray.
Yeah, the whole entire Republican Party has gone crazy, led by Donald Trump, you know, and there's no backbone in the leadership of the Republican Party in the House nor the Senate. Mitch McConnell, even if he wins a majority, I think there'll be an uprising against, you know, him, because he and Donald Trump never see eye to eye. And Donald Trump just controlled the whole caucus, you know. So the Republicans may not win the Senate, God's willing, but if they do win the Senate, then I can see Mitch McConnell resigning. Because Donald Trump has so much power and influence over the Republicans that are in the Senate. Mark Kelly doing well in Arizona. He's expected to win, but he's getting a real strong challenge. And even though the guy who's challenging him lied, and saying about, you know, saying that, you know, he is for abortion only in the case of rape and incest. When he ran for the nomination, he said under no circumstances should a woman get an abortion, whether incest or rape or if her life is in danger.
That's
A lot of Republicans have been doing that, you know. And, you know, the media have been calling them out. Fox News has been covering for them, and Fox News is just a danger to the American media and the press, because they're not—they're not the press; they're just a entertainment organization. You know, it's sad and it's sickening.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely is. There's not much left with them. They're, you know, they're absolutely crazy.
Okay, so what do you think the October surprise, you know, if it's supposed to happen, what do you think it would be? Donald Trump going to jail, or, you know, Republicans or something so outrageous that the whole society turn against them and they lose big time in the election in November? You know, I mean, what can they do at this point? Because if they've done so many bad things, and it's still giving Democrats a run for the money, what will it take for them to go down?
I mean, there's just so much that, you know, that could happen. I mean, it's, you know, all the lies that are being told, people have to understand that they have to research. I mean, like Madeline said earlier, you know, people just have to research. They have to look. They have to think, because, you know, they're voting against their own interests as well. And I don't know. I mean, the GOP surprise, what could it be? I don't know. I thought about it. I did think about it, and I'm just not sure, you know. I'm not sure what it could be. I just don't know. I don't know. I wish I had an answer for that one. I'm kind of hesitant to say, because I'm not really sure. So that's the best answer I have for right now, because things are so up in the air about so many things. It's kind of scary.
Yeah. That director and producer, Michael, he's from Detroit. What's his name again? He did predict that the Democrats would win in a landslide. I hope he's right.
You're talking about Michael Moore.
Michael Moore. There you go, Michael Moore. You know, he's been right in the past.
Yeah, he did. He he wrote an article, and I was very impressed with the article. I have it here. And he goes on to say, and it kind of makes sense. You have to kind of think about what he's saying. This is the reasoning that he has why he thinks we're going to win the midterms and we're going to take back the House and the Senate. There is one group no one is paying much attention to leading up to the midterms. It is a large section of the electorate that is newly active, intensely motivated, and whose numbers should tip the scales against the Republicans. Who are these voters that are going to keep the Senate, the House, in the hands of the Democrats? They are a group so huge, and yet despite their numbers, they are unable to make campaign contributions to candidates, and they own no media, nor corporations, and hold very few elective offices, which almost guarantees they are being ignored by the press, pundits, and pollsters during this all-time important election. These are people who clean your buildings, make your coffee, your burgers, care for your parents, serve you, drive you, fly you, wait on you, test you for COVID, give you a flu shot, pick up your garbage, fix the leak in your bathroom, babysit your kids, pop your popcorn, change your oil, stock your hardware, and deliver that nice hot pizza. They are the working class. They are called blue collar. The image The image the media gives of them is that they have been beaten down and angry white factory workers. They refer to us as lunch bucket Joe. But this is an old and out-of-date depiction. The truth is that in 2022, the majority of the working class, those who make the least amount of money, are young, of color, and women. And for the past year, thousands of them, scattered across every corner of the country, over every job sector, have been in revolt, quietly building momentum to organize their co-workers. And in recent months, as their co-workers and recent, they have had a full-scale revolution. They have unionized the largest movement in decades. And that is part of why he thinks this is going to happen. There has been a lot of new unions. People are fed up with being told, you know, and that, you know, their minimum wage is garbage. And I think they're fed up, and I do think they will vote. I have to agree with what he said, and I'm hoping he's right. I really am.
Michael Moore is always right.
He does a lot of research, and you know, a lot of times I agree with you.
Yes, indeed. It's going to be a close election. I think Democrats will come out on top. Democrats will come out on top for sure. Because Republicans have no solutions, vote no on everything. Democrats, from time to time, or every time, has reached across the aisle, you know, to work with them. They said no. You know, Brian Jay, who's running District 9, promised to reach across the aisle to work with them. Good luck in that, because they're selfish, they're ignorant people. And if 99% of the things they want don't get put through, then they won't be good, decent Americans and, you know, do what is right for the country. You know, so, I mean, it's disgraceful what has happened to the Republican Party. And, you know, in District 10, we'll have Carl Marlinga in Michigan running. Hopefully he'd win, though. We'll have different people across the country who are new biz and who have fresh ideas and fresh approaches on how to make this experiment continue working. The democracy is at risk.
and we can't allow Republicans to come in there because they've done short of hands already, that they're for fascism and they're for right-wing lunacy and they're for authoritarian type of government. And it never worked in Germany or Italy. It will work in America. The American people will stand for it. And Democrats, not once did any Democrat running on any level saying that we want to take away Americans' right to bear arms. They do it every election cycle. Oh, Democrats want to take your guns. Oh, you know.
No, that's not
the case. You just want responsible gun holders, you know.
Guns, responsible.
They don't want to take away Social Security from people. They want to privatize it. Medicaid, Medicare, I don't want to get rid of it. You know, so this is what Republicans stand for. Republican Party is not a party of Lincoln or Ike anymore. But it's more of Mussolini and Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying a lot, and that's sad. That's sad.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we have 28 minutes left. Hopefully we can get squeeze in a couple more calls. The number again, 515-605-9802. Say your first name, where you're calling from. 515-605-9802. Facebook.com/KitchenPolitics123. And a friend of mine running for assessor, county assessor, in Bernalillo County. His name is Damian Lara. And it's D-A-M-I-A-N, Lara, L-R-A-N, L-A-R-A .com, Damian Lara. So send some money to him and everything. And his account where you can write to him is Damian Lara Listens at gmail.com. So Damian is D-A-M-I-A-N. His last name, Lara, L-A-R-A, Listens. That's one word together, no space in between. Damian Lara Listens at gmail.com. So, you know, vote for this guy. Send some money to him. He's a good Democrat. And he'll do the city of Bernalillo County good in Albuquerque. So we're here now with 27 minutes left. Who else can we promote? There are a lot of Democrats to promote. You know, AOC.
How about Beto? Beto in Texas. He has been all over the state of Texas. He's been to the university. They are really neck and neck. I'm actually kind of surprised that they are neck and neck because Abbott actually has really done nothing as far as, you know, they had a debate and he would not allow an audience because he did not want to be mocked because he knows he's hated. So I hope that Texas, you know, turns blue because if anyone has put in effort, put in a lot of effort, try to win that state and turn it blue. And also in Georgia, I feel the same way about Stacey Abrams. I think she has worked her butt off and she deserves to win that election. She really does against Kemp.
Yes.
She really does. See a big deal. And how about Florida? Have you heard how is Florida doing? Are they close?
Val Demings is 4 or 5 points ahead from the latest poll that I've seen and heard about. U.S. Senate seat against Marco Rubio, the incumbent Republican. Marco, little Marco, as Trump called him, he's not very popular in Florida. For the governor's race, it's tight as a sardine can. Joe Biden is going in down there next week or so to campaign on behalf of Charlie Crist. This is hope that Charlie Crist will win, but so many things have been put in place by this current governor, DeSantis. The election police. You know, what the hell is election police? You know, you have police there with guns intimidating minorities, stopping them from voting.
Is Yeah.
Hmm?
I mean, is election police, is that even, that's Gestapo.
Yeah, but they're legalized in Florida through the state legislature.
I know. I'm just saying it's Gestapo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, Hitler would proud. Hitler, Uncle Adolf would be proud of the DeSantis.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that, you know, the migrants that he sent to Martha's Vineyard and lied to them, I'm
mm-hmm.
waiting to hear if he used federal funds, because if he did do
mm-hmm.
that he's in trouble for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just another investigation that we'll have to wait for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just awful. That's like human trafficking in my eyes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He told them that they were going
mm-hmm.
someplace and they shipped them somewhere else. And that's just so, so inhumane
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
Really is.
Yeah.
And it kind of backfired
yes.
because the people of Martha's Vineyard took them in with open arms, you know, which was
mm-hmm.
beautiful, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, the lying part, and that was just awful. They were not treated like human beings, and that makes me sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really does.
And during this season, places like Florida and Texas need apple pickers and people to work the fields and everything. And because of
yes.
what DeSantis and Greg Abbott did, there's a shortage of labor in both states and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, you cut off your nose to spite your face. So hopefully
You're
people
right.
get upset enough and pissed off enough to vote against these people who care nothing
yeah.
about minorities, care nothing about women, care nothing about gays and LGBT community, care nothing
nope.
unless you're a WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant person, who is an evangelical, who, you know, say one thing and claim
mm-hmm.
that they're spreading the news and the gospel about Jesus, but yes, they're doing something opposite. That's disgraceful
yep.
what they're doing, the evangelical movement. And speaking about religion, anti-Semitism
mm-hmm.
is on the rise globally. Jews make up about 2.14% of the population of the United
mm-hmm.
States, but are the victims of more than 60% of all religious hate crimes. Whether
mm-hmm.
it is Kanye West, whether or not Kanye
yeah.
West is mentally ill, there's no question
yeah,
that he's a bigot.
Yeah.
As you come to that, his hate speech calls for violence against Jews. If you interpret his words and in any other way or defend him, guess what? You're a racist too. If we don't call someone as influential as Kanye West out for his divisiveness, ignorance,
mm-hmm.
and anti-Semitic words, then we are complicit. And silence
mm-hmm.
is complicity. So we're calling out Kanye West here tonight on the show. He came out
yeah.
With a T-shirt, White Lives Matter. And every life matter, but Black
every...
Lives Matter especially, because they're taking a sport out of killing Black people, Black young men,
yeah.
Black fathers,
yeah.
Black teenagers, Black boys, you know, and that's what we're calling out, you know. So for him
yeah.
to go off the rails like that, take your medications, Kanye. Stop being a jerk.
I know.
Stop being an anti-Semite, racist piece of shit, you know.
I know. I'm just, and he wasn't like that a few years ago, was he? Was he always?
Well, no,
like that?
After his mother died, then he went haywire for some reason.
And then after he met
yes.
Trump kissed his butt.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
Or actually, he kissed Trump's butt. You know, talking about
yeah,
slavery, with choice, and what have you. You know, I mean,
yeah,
how ridiculous! Kanye West is a ridiculous human
yeah.
being.
Yep.
Yeah.
The other question I wanted to ask is the Justice Department today recommended
mm-hmm.
6 months in prison for Steve Bannon for defying the January 6th committee subpoena. What do you think
mm-hmm.
about 6 months? I'll tell you what.
I think it should have been 16 years. 6 months is too lenient.
I agree.
Know?
Yeah,
6 months is just a slap on the wrist. That's where I see it, you know?
Yeah. The statement says, the Justice Department on Monday recommended Steve Bannon, the wing radio host and ally of former Orange Monster, be sentenced to 6 months in prison and fined $200,000 after he was convicted of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House Select Committee on January 6th of 2020 for the assault on the Capitol. Federal prosecutors said sentencing member filed in the U.S. District Court in Washington that the moment Bannon, 68, received a subpoena from the House and the panel late September, he has pursued a bad faith strategy of defiance and contempt. Still has not turned over any documents to investigators or appeared for testimony. So I agree. 6 months, nothing. 6 months and $200,000, big deal. That's nothing.
Yeah. It's just a vacation, basically, for the likes of Steve Bannon.
It's basically a vacation. Absolutely. You know, but I hope he gets fed horse meat or something. But anyway,
because a normal person, a person out of the spotlight did that. Look on Reality Winner, who worked at the Pentagon and Justice Department and the Department of Defense in her time. She took one document, one piece of paper, gave it to Julian Assange, and he published it. And she got 5 years hard labor in prison, federal prison. So with Donald Trump stealing all these documents, is a property of the United States. Steve Bannon instigated and advised Donald Trump and is part of this. So 6 months is like a slap in the face to the American people. You know, we deserve better than this.
Yeah.
We deserve better than
and,
this.
You know, and even talk of him running in 2024, why? Why are they even talking about that? I mean, give me a break.
Well, because he wants a he wants the presidential protection. You know, when he runs, and God forbid he wins, you know, he's protected for another 4 years of any prosecution, you know, any threat of going to jail, unless Democrats are in charge and impeach him for the third time, you know, and put the pressure on him to resign.
It's just a revolving door of garbage, you know, the same, you know, just a different, you know, that's ridiculous. And there is a GOP Senate candidate, that said he would actively campaign against Trump in 2024. This Colorado Republican Senate nominee, Joe O'Dea, on Sunday said he would actively campaign against former Orange Man if he mounted another bid for the White House. He said he doesn't want Trump to run in 2024, and during an appearance on CNN with co-anchor Dana Bash, the GOP nominee said he would look to support rumored Republican candidates. I don't know who they are. But he should not run again, is what he said. So I agree with him. That's one thing I do agree with, and he is a Republican. So I agree with that. Absolutely. And I'm glad that he spoke out and said he would actively, you know, campaign against him. That's for sure.
And Gavin Newsom being good. Gavin Newsom doing a great job in California. Governor Hochul in New York doing an exceptional job in New York. All the governors, Democratic governors, are doing their best. Michelle Lujan Gershman in New Mexico, your governor, Gretchen Whitmer, Big Gretch. She should win.
Great job.
I hope she wins.
Yep.
Yeah, that debate that I saw with Tudor Dixon. Tudor Dixon just lied and looked straight at the camera.
Oh my gosh.
And lied about, you know, saying on her stance on abortion. She scrubbed her website after the primaries and all. So people just really looked through that and said, no, Republicans don't stand for values, don't stand for anything, don't stand up for women's rights. So you got to go. And that's what's going to happen.
Absolutely. You know, And another thing I just wanted to kind of talk about just for a minute. Do you think that the way that the Orange Man has been covered since he was campaigning for president, campaigning his 4 years as president, and now the torture that we're going through, do you think that the media has had a hand in keeping him in the spotlight and not vilifying him the way he should be and taking him to task the way he should be? Do you think that the media has sort of helped his cause, so to speak? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think Fox News lead the way in defending Donald Trump. CNN and MSNBC, not so much. They're really turning the grinders against Trump and doing an excellent job in calling him out and showing what a liar he is and incompetent to hold the office of President of the United States. But, you know, what would get him really is if the media totally ignores him, because he loves attention.
That's what I was trying to get at. I mean, if he was just, like, put into the background and not talked about for a month, you know, and we didn't have to hear the garbage and the lies and the everyday stress that comes out from it, you know, I think we'd all be in a better place right now. I really do. He is like the thorn in a side, in someone's side, you know, or a mold, you know, where, you know, that's how I look at it. And I know that, you know, that kind of rhetoric sells. I know it sells. I know it makes money, you know, and money makes the world go round for these people, for the, you know, the news and et cetera. But I feel like every single day, you know, you can't go a day without hearing about him. It's just sickening. It's overkill, you know.
Yeah. And last thing before we go, we have 10 minutes left. New York State Attorney General Letitia James sued the Trump Organization back in September 21st. Representatives for Donald Trump and Eric Trump finally got served last Thursday. Service took 3 weeks on judge's order, with the AG accusing Trump of gamesmanship. So, you know, his back is against the wall. Donald Trump has lost his first legal skirmish in a battle against New York Attorney General Letitia James and her $250 million fraud case against him. After 3 weeks in a court order, he has been officially served the 220-page lawsuit. Trump is trying to serve through his attorney, Alina Haba, quote, by sending in electronic emails, a message containing a secure cloud link to PDF attachments of all the documents, James said in a court filing Thursday. The lawsuit accuses the Trump Organization of decades-long pattern of fraudulently exaggerating the company's worth. It seeks $250 million in penalties and to bar the Trumps from doing business in New York ever again. Representatives for Trump and his son Eric, an executive vice president of his father's company, have evaded service of the lawsuit ever since it was filed 3 weeks ago on September 21st. You know, Haber and a lawyer for Eric Trump, Clifford Robert, never replied to the email sent by the Attorney General that same day requesting confirmation that they were the appropriate person to accept service, her office complained in a court filing last week. Lawyers for all suits of the defendants, including Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump Jr., have meanwhile quickly accepted service. The silent treatment from Donald and Eric Trump came despite Haber and Robert having admitted notices to the court in late September called notices of appearance, declaring themselves to be attorneys for off the record for the case. The apparent runaround led James' office to accuse Trump's side of gamesmanship. Last week, she sought a court order that allowed her to simply email the papers to Haber and Robert and be done with it. So the Manhattan judge handling the case quickly agreed, ruling Thursday last week that emailing the papers to the two lawyers would suffice as a service to both Trumps. James fired off those emails the same day, their Monday filing said. Him and Roberts have not responded to insiders' requests for a comment on the delay in service of the lawsuit. The judge, New York Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, sets October 31st as a date for oral arguments in the lawsuit's next dispute. The sides will agree over the Attorney General's claim that a Trump organization is so rife with ongoing fraud that it is in immediate need of an independent financial monitor to be appointed and overseen by the judge. You know, so it's finally, we're seeing light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, this is for the Trump organization in New York.
That's awesome. I'd like that. That's kind of breaking news. That just happened. It just happened a little ago. So that's kind of breaking news, which is really good. I like that. That's a good way to end things.
And the same judge in April found Trump in contempt of court this past April for not fully complying with Attorney General subpoenas in the two-year run-up to her filing this lawsuit. Haber has asked that a lawsuit be transferred out of Engoron's courtroom to be handled instead by any judge in Manhattan's commercial division, which is tasked with complex business disputes. So they're looking for a judge who, you know, agree with their side so Trump could evade, you know, being prosecuted for what he did. You know, how can you steal from a cancer fund for children?
Because heart and no soul, they don't care. It's all about them. It's all about them. Other thing I wanted to just mention, you know, that we all remember that the Inflation Reduction Act, you know, was signed into law in August with no Republicans voting for it. And the bill allows Medicare to negotiate drug prices for the first time in the program's history. It also placed a $2,000 out-of-pocket cap on annual drug costs for seniors on Medicare, as well as $35 monthly cap for insulin. Well, on Friday, Senate Republicans introduced a bill that would roll back the drug pricing reforms included in the sweeping Inflation Reduction Act, including the measures allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices and capping annual drug expenses for many seniors. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma and Mike Lee of Utah, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, and Marco Rubio of Florida introduced the Protecting Drug Innovation Act on Friday, saying they wanted to pull back government authority over the prices of drugs covered by Medicare. Wow. What's that? Somebody's paying them something, right? Those senators are getting a little bit of a kickback from somewhere to write that bill to just aggravate.
We need people like that out of Congress. They don't serve the people, but they serve corporations and rich individuals. And the American people sick of it. Well, we thank everybody for calling. Yeah, we thank everybody for calling in tonight and sharing on social media. You can go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. I will see you again Thursday night, same time, same place, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Till next time, I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
Good night, David. And this is Lori Pickoff from Michigan. Everyone have a good evening. We got a little bit of snow in some areas here. It's cold. Don't like it, but good night, everyone. Stay warm. Bye now.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I said,
Thank you.